Welcome to episode 167 of the Nerd Extravaganza podcast, the nexus of next-gen news. I'm Tom.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Cam.
And tonight we're welcoming back Nerd Extravaganza alum Nick for a special episode devoted to the Nintendo NX. It is called the NX, right?
Yes, that is. Well, that's the standing title right now, code name that is. But hi, everyone.
Wouldn't be the same bashing Nintendo without you, man.
I figured that was the case. I will gladly welcome it with open arms.
But before we get to tonight's Nintendo praise and bashing, I'll remind our listeners that we would really appreciate a 5-star rating and an awesome review on iTunes. If you do that, you are, of course, will have a chance to win some of the sweet swag that we've decided to give away for an extended period of time. Do remember to drop your social media credentials in the review so we can hit you back with your winnings. And with that said, it is now time to kick off the show in our traditional fashion with the Weekly Geekly, Geekly Weekly Update. Cam, what's up?
Well, I went to see Pixels, threw some money away on that. gem of a movie. I will say it wasn't as bad as the last few Adam Sandler offerings, but it wasn't good either. Made me laugh in a few spots, but it just basically was Adam Sandler and Kevin James just making another $20 million and shitting on everyone else.
That is the nicest thing I've heard about it.
Yeah.
I've heard utter shit too.
Yeah, it was not good, but I did it, so I take ownership of that. And then, our normal sponsored weekly game nights at the Adventure Game Store in Davie. Had some good times doing that. And then, of course, Gen Con. I'm here broadcasting live from Indianapolis, Indiana. I've been here for the last 2 days with Yellow, the game maker, getting prepared for the con, getting prepared to meet all the amazing patrons and demo games for them and show them all the great offerings that Yellow has. And that's been a blast. I can't wait to, I can't wait till tomorrow when the actual convention starts and things get crazy. And that's all I've been up to.
Ah, not too much.
Yeah, right?
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I hope you have a great time there, and I look forward to hearing your report.
Absolutely. And I will be sharing the loot that I get when I'm here, when I get back to our game nights next week.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Brian, what about you, man?
Two pretty exciting things for me. One is actually Gen Con related. Robotech has been the love of my life since I was, 10 years old. And I guess the one of the many companies who owns the rights for it these days is just doing all kinds of things to piss off fans lately. The Kickstarter wasn't terribly successful. It raised a lot of money, and then they disappeared for a while, and they released kind of a weird product, and some people were unhappy with it. And last night, apparently, someone, I believe at Gen Con, got their hands on a advanced copy of the new source book with never before seen mecha and all kinds of cool stuff, and it is just creating a shitstorm.
Wow.
People hate it. It's derivative. It's not the same as before, and oh my god. And honestly, they don't look that bad. They're not great, but I don't hate them.
That's too bad. That's such a beloved property, you know?
It is very interesting how beloved the property is and how despised the company is.
Ugh, God.
And secondly, as you may know, I am in Orlando this week. Orlando-ish. I am visiting some friends in Claremont, and we'll be doing Disney. I'll tell you all about that next week. I haven't been yet. But one of the things I like to do, and I think I mentioned this, when I'm in other towns, is to visit their Goodwill and raid their books. I hit the mother load today. I can't believe someone in this town is a great reader. And their books I already have. So what I was thinking about doing, and you guys can give me some input, Do you think people would be interested in just getting books in the mail to read and then pass on?
Yeah, I think so. I think that'd be I think that would be a novel experience.
Like random people, like pay it forward type thing, or just like people you know?
No, people. I mean, I was actually thinking about listeners.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You guys would, you know, I could just hand it to you. I wouldn't bother mailing it. That's no fun. But I found a copy of Hyperion, which is just a brilliant science fiction story. A copy of Stranger in a Strange Land, which, in my opinion, is an important book for people to read.
Okay.
And I was thinking about just passing them on.
That's a really cool karmic idea, man.
Yeah, I like that.
I might give that a chance. If anyone is listening and interested in that, nerdstravaganza@gmail.com, and we can make arrangements. And if I don't hear from that, I might post it on Facebook or something. I think I'm going to run with this. Such a shame to see those books rot on the shelves in a Goodwill, unappreciated for God knows how long, when they could just be... I've read all of those books. They're brilliant. They're really brilliant. Mm-hmm.
We'll even completely ruin the value for you and sign them if you want. I think that they'll be worth negative.
They'll be worth more if the show dies. So.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're seeking them out, Brian, and then other people listening to this show could also take upon that same idea. You could probably be spreading the good word, you know?
I'm kind of hoping. That would be very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Awesome, man. A new movement started right here at the Nerdstravaganza podcast. Love it. Anything else, Brian?
That was my week.
All right, enjoy
Orlando
the mouse land.
Is very rainy. I've been sitting indoors listening to tree frogs.
Oh, well, at least they're having fun.
I even just thought of a good name for that. We could call it book busking.
Busking.
Sounds good to me. Again, heard it here first.
Copyright, trademark, patent pending.
Oh, man. All right, Brian, we'll enjoy the mouse and look forward to hearing about how that went next episode. Nick, I think you remember how this goes, man. What have you been up to?
Yeah, well, I don't think anything really has started until because I am also making my way on to Gen Con. Nice. I will be there in the next few days. But this is my first time going. I got invited to attend with a couple of friends. Their main focus is to trying out the relaunch of the Versus system. Are you guys familiar with that particular card game?
Yes.
Marvel, right?
Yes.
Yes, correct. Correct. So they're relaunching the game with changing the rules and such. I never really played the game. I used to watch a couple of my friends play it. And it definitely looked a little more challenging than, let's say, Hearthstone. So while they have their main focus of probably spending the entire 3 days on that particular card game, my main focus will probably be wandering around, checking out the con itself. And I saw that they were doing a fireside gathering for Hearthstone, so maybe I'll check out that too. But I think I'll give Versus System a shot. I'll check it out as well. So, you know, something interesting. This will, I've never been to a particular con like this, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Nick, they've got you'll see it when you get here. I won't spoil it for you, but they've got this huge Versus banner on, like, in the convention hall. It's pretty amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. But other than that, I believe that's all I really have going.
Sounds like a lot to me, man. You're going to be at a world-changing event along with Cam, and that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Good to hear.
I don't know if your 10 years on the show overlapped at all, but so it's kind of like a reunion, but not exactly. Brian, that Versus game isn't the one that we suffered through that awful demo for a couple of years ago, was it?
Oh, no. That was Legendary. Versus is more of like a kind of a magic...
Collectible, yeah, CCG.
Okay, collectible card game, cool. CCG, I know some of the lingo. I didn't know what was it sponsored? What was the acronym I missed before the show?
AP.
Yeah.
OP, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what organized play meant, yeah. But...
No, overpowered.
It's OP, bro. OP and OP.
Outstanding players only.
Yes. Out of sight players, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings it around to me. I'm back in Seattle and had the honor of appearing on Nick's show last night, which is now officially called Turbo Ether. Is that correct, Nick?
That is correct.
Turbo graphics related?
I wish.
I wish, too. Maybe we'll have to do an episode like that. But it's basically a video game-focused show where we either talk about nostalgia or we talk about current events in video in the video game industry.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And so it was kind of a quid bro quo.
copyright patent pending on that.
Yes, yes. Wow, we were just racking up all the IP tonight.
I know. We're going to be the, what are those, patent pirates or whatever they call them?
Yeah, patent trolls better. Actually, maybe we could become patent trolls.
Yeah. Wait, anyway, Tom, did you say you're in Seattle?
Yeah, I'm in Seattle now, yeah, yep.
I thought you were back down here.
No, I was, and I flew here from down there.
Wow.
It's a whole thing.
What a trooper.
Yeah, it's exhausting. So I don't even know what time zone I'm in right now. I apologize if I'm out of place. So let's see. Apart from that, I'm in Seattle, was on Turbo Ether. I went and saw Ant-Man, and that movie was enjoyable. It wasn't the strongest Marvel film, but I had a good time with it, and I felt it fit into the Marvel cinematic universe very well. I don't know if any of you guys have seen that.
I'm looking forward to watching it this weekend, as I don't know if you know that apparently, Cam, there's some kind of rep on the Indianapolis area, how it's not really the most exciting area to be in, so me and my friends actually planned on watching it this weekend.
Because the nightlife is not up to par. Yeah, I've experienced that the last two nights. But, yeah, so I'm sure you'll have plenty of time to see the movie.
Work that into your social calendar.
Yeah. No, I did see it, though, Tom. I agree. I liked it. It wasn't, you know, it was no Avengers or Iron Man, but it wasn't a bust either. I thought it was great. Plus, I love Paul Rudd. And I really like Evangeline Lilly, the Pym's daughter.
Yep.
She was amazing and Lost, and, she's gorgeous. So can't hurt watching her for 2 hours. You know?
It definitely did not hurt.
Yeah.
She was not the lady from Jurassic Park also, right?
No, that is that's the woman that was in like Zero Dark Thirty and the other
similar haircut threw me off. I was like, oh, they got the same
Dallas something, I think.
Anyway, I'll look up Dallas later for a reference and I'll look them both up for a side-by-side reference after the show. Let's see, so apart from that, started playing Arkham City, the old school 360 game, that's part of my mission to eventually close out my back catalog of last gen games. That game is really good.
Yeah, the flying part is awesome.
Oh, wait, there's actually, am I going to be in a jet at some point? Or?
No, I mean like having the gliding part.
Gliding around the city,
the gliding part.
And like dropping down on some thugs just because they're thugs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Big improvement on Arkham Asylum, and I really like that game. So if you haven't played it, play it. It's good. Also, you know, I've more or less sworn off the amiibo collecting, but Amazon was like, actually, I got a text from a friend, like, Amazon has an exclusive amiibo. I'm like, I'll just buy it. Sure, I got one. They sent it to me. The card, the backing card was all bent up, so I guess it's not collectible.
Oh,
I don't care. I'm going to open it. I'm going to put it in a case. I'm half-heartedly collecting amiibos. Like, just make enough of them, really. We don't need these to be sought after.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
This artificial demand. It's ridiculous.
Yes, yes. And that's sort of a pre-segue to when we get to our episode, Nintendo. But I'll round out my update by saying, for anyone interested in attending the small local video game conference known as PAX, I may have an extra Friday ticket available. So I know our legions of listeners who communicate with us on the regular will probably pounce on this right away. Do reach out. Do let me know just how badly you want this ticket. And you may have yourself a Friday pass. Could even be free of charge. Put that out there.
That's pretty good. You'd totally be taken away from that weed guy we ran into a couple years ago.
Yes, yes. Nick was with me at my first PAX that I attended. he came with tickets in hand to attend. And I was like, I'll just walk them down there and check it out. And I immediately succumbed to the scalper sales pitch and bought my tickets off of a weed enthusiast, which made me kind of not want weed to be legalized for a minute. But
he was a nice enough fella.
Because he was high. I mean, yeah, and he was ripping me off. I would be too. But if I could take money out of, or if I could take weed out of his kids' mouths or whatever, that'll be it. So.
Oh God,
hey, that West Coast weed is expensive, man. You had to make some money.
Yeah, evidently he sure was a chipper fellow, selling me what should have been my tickets. That's how I feel about scalpers. Anyway, do contact us if you're interested. And I think that's it for the updates, guys, which brings us, of course, to our next segment, the news extravaganza. We will maintain batting order such that Cam is first in rotation.
All right, let's see. I've only got a couple things. Pretty amazing smartwatch just came out. It's apparently for the blind, and it's in Braille, and it allows you to basically communicate just like you would communicate on a regular, you can read texts, you can send texts, and it's all Braille-based, which is amazing. It's a South Korean startup company that started it, and I think that's great to let the, hopefully the vision impaired will be able to, disconnect from the world and connect to an electronic device just like the rest of us.
Yes, they too can be rude dinner guests.
Exactly. In November, PS4 is coming out with a pretty amazing little mini keyboard and mouse. I know we've talked about that before for our Final Fantasy, foray. It's pretty awesome. It's from a company called Hori, and it's called the Tactical Assault Commander.
Yes.
And it's a little mini keyboard with a, with a mouse configuration. It's only 16 keys, but it's, it looks pretty freaking badass, and, I'm sure will be invaluable in our quests, on Final Fantasy.
Sure it will.
Hori's a great, Japanese, accessory company. I think they put out a lot of quality products. So I am not a PS4 adopter yet, but it sounds like a good little product to have. I mean, I know Microsoft's getting on that keyboard and mouse train as well. So it's just interesting how they're both kind of doing that little thing going on.
Yeah,
for sure.
Go ahead again.
You know, I was gonna say for games like that, I mean, I think it's probably essential to games like Final Fantasy, where you probably are at a big disadvantage just with the regular controller.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You can't negotiate the gil prices with Chinese gil farmer.
Exactly. The Street Fighter beta was taken down. Right after it launched, there was apparently some big problems. There was some connectivity issues. There was all kinds of bugs that popped up. And basically, as soon as they put it up, it was, almost immediately taken down. I guess that's what beta testing's for, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. The one thing I'm sure you guys have all heard about is D-Mail.
Mm.
Have you heard about that? It's basically a little program you can put onto your browser. And it's basically just a browser extension that you can add so that when you send your emails, they will automatically self-destruct within minutes of being read.
That's kind of cool. How does that even work? That's interesting.
I don't know the all the details, but basically you send a Gmail, and once the recipient receives gets the mail and they read it, that's it.
That's kind of cool. It must open some kind of a web view. Now I'm thinking of how the technology works. That's cool, man.
Yep. And that about does it for my news.
All right. Brian, I'll D-mail you an invitation to go next. You've got 30 seconds to reply.
I don't remember if we mentioned him asking for it last week, but apparently it's official now. Mark Hamill will be voicing the Joker in the Killing Joke animated feature.
That's great.
I mean, that was kind of a no-brainer, but I'm glad to see it's official.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just perfect for a Nintendo episode. The Pip-Boy that everyone was so up in arms over for Fallout 4, the company has come out and said, we tried our hardest and there's just no way on earth to ever make any more. That's it. Good riddance. We tried.
So they're not making it at all, or they're just only making the amount that they sold?
Only making that original amount, because everybody wanted more, and, you know, more pre-sales, and nope, that is it. They have every factory in China working on it, and...
God damn it, I knew I should have bought that shit.
Oh, holy shit, you didn't?
No, by the time I went to go try to get it, it was sold out.
Fuck. It is gone forever.
Looks like that's in a skyrocket on eBay.
Yeah, exactly. And now I can go buy it on eBay for fucking $500.
Yeah, I can't wait to gouge some poor fool for some Chinese junk plastic for $500. Nothing against the Chinese. It'd be junk plastic no matter where it was made.
No. Just like last week, be sure to check Nerdstravaganza on eBay for sweet discounts from...
All proceeds go to the crew, but...
One of the crew.
Yes. Oh, okay, yeah, we can get more specific.
Awesome. Wow, I feel really good about my Pip-Boy investment, as much as I was kicking myself for being an ass by buying this thing as an adult male.
Well, look on the bright side. You can buy it as an investment banker.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yes, that is, and that is the role I will assume. I get it. Awesome, Brian, any more news?
Nope.
Nick, we invite you to report news if you have any.
All right, I was able to scrounge out a couple of them, not too much. But I saw that there was drug tests are being mandated in the Pro Gaming League. So, I mean, it's not performance-enhancing drugs, but it's, I believe it's like can we say focus-enhancing? And like maybe something to keep you awake? Uh-huh. I guess like they're really treating this as like a, they're giving this a little bit more, I guess, quote-unquote legitimacy. As far as the e-sport goes, so...
But wait, doesn't Red Bull and Monster back them?
Yes.
It does.
Yes, of course. And
I guess there's a fine line in what is considered enhancing and not, so... Very interesting for them to have such news like that. I'm assuming it's, like, actual over, like, prescription drugs, you know, like, probably...
Yeah, they're probably... checking for Adderall and stuff. So the minute Red Bull has like an Adderall infused beverage, then it'll be fine. You know, it's something meant to focus the attention.
If they were making money off of that, they would just turn a blind eye, but that's not the case in this.
No, they're just going after the competition.
Exactly. Yeah. You will have our Red Bull and 5-Hour Energy. You will not have prescription pills. Oh man. So I wonder if that's going to reduce performance.
Maybe they won't be going faster, longer, and harder, I guess. But I guess we'll have to find out for the next coming up events.
So they're screening for Viagra?
Well, I guess, that wasn't exactly what I was aiming for. I guess I should have chose my words better.
Thinking of them as horribly jittery after coming down off drugs does make it easier to believe they press 100 keys a second.
Right. Yes, I agree, Brian. It's the visual is there now.
And on a lighter note, Arnold Schwarzenegger will be the guest this year in the WWE 2K16's game as the Terminator.
Nice.
And have you guys seen the trailer for it? Holy fuck. Like, excuse me, like that, it's just, it's really, really good. Like, they basically recreate the bar scene. And then they have a couple of, like, the wrestlers, like, stand in for key characters. And, like, Tom, if you haven't seen this yet, like, Dean Ambrose really stepped up, like, his acting ability, like, as far as, like, being the guy playing pool, sticking the cigar onto Arnold's chest.
Nice.
Like, he was on point with that scene, which makes me think that he could probably turn those WWE movies. I know he has one coming out soon. He'll probably turn it up a notch as far as, like, I guess making it a little bit better. But that's just a step above crap.
yes.
Well, the most watched movie of last week was Sharknado 3, so he'll do fine, dude.
The bar is low. I do believe they're up to 4 Marine movies by now, aren't they? So they must sell to somebody.
They're getting there.
John Cena, you mean?
Yeah, a couple of them would be Cena, and then they'll have some of their key like players like stepping into the role itself. So it's not all Cena. It's like a couple of that. One of them would be Miz, other one would be Randy Orton. But they also have a long-going crap series called 12 Rounds, in which that said character Dean Ambrose will be in the newest one coming up.
Awesome. Can't wait. Can't wait. Stepping up that WWE movie game. Something tells me that Arnold's going to have a lot of Hulk Hogan's former move set in this game since they have space now.
Yikes.
Oh man. Anything else?
Yeah, that pretty much wraps up my little seg.
Okay. I normally don't contribute news, but in case you guys don't know, Hulk Hogan said racist stuff and got like erased from WWE.
In which he'll be inserted back later in the coming years, probably a little bit longer down the road, or if he passes away, whichever one comes first.
I think the whole thing is very unfair. Clearly, Hollywood Hogan said that.
Yes, it wasn't the real, it wasn't the Hulkster we love. We could devote an episode to whether or not you should be erased from history, but anyway, I guess that brings it around to me. Normally, I just comment on the news and don't offer any, but by way of segueing into tonight's topic, I will say this. Dragon Quest, one of my favorite series, it was revealed, will be one of the first games to appear on the new Nintendo platform, the NX. Maybe. There was subsequently a sort of walking back of those comments. But evidently, there's a possibility that it may be the first game to be announced for the new NX console. And that really got Nick and I talking about Dragon Quest, really got us talking about the NX. And then we are now going to subject you guys to an episode devoted to Nintendo. They're always smooth. We always reach an easy accord, I think, on these. So should be fun.
So are you gonna elaborate on the news on Dragon Quest 10 and 11, or are we just gonna talk about like the system itself or what to expect?
The system itself, I think, Dragon Quest X, for people who don't know, is a MMORPG, and it's had a little crossover with Final Fantasy XIV in that you could get some tchotchkes that you could collect in the game, but it's never been released in the US, so I don't know. Can we expect a US release maybe?
Yeah, I was looking a little bit into it, and I saw that, well, first off, they announced 10 and 11, and it, like, you know what, when we were talking about it the other day, Tom, I was under the assumption that it's gonna make its way here, and I think I should have like kind of held back from that, but I got like a little too excited in the announcement itself. But both games are slated for a 2016 release, to coincide with the 30th anniversary of the series. So actually, we'd like to say between the dates of like April 2016 to March 2017, if that makes anybody optimistic. And it's going to be like, I mean, yes, we said it's going to be for Nintendo, but it's going to be for PS4 as well. And they're going to have a 3DS version, which I was actually afraid that they were going to have the 3DS version only, because I know that's what's prevalent in Japan. But yeah, I think the announcement of just new Dragon Quest, it can get anybody pretty excited.
Well, regardless of the release schedule, I'll say that it got me excited about Nintendo in the same way that I thought Dragon Quest X coming to the Wii U got me excited about the Wii U. So it really got me thinking about the NX. It really got me thinking about what Nintendo needs to do to have a success this time out of the gate. And I thought we would just kind of focus on that. Nintendo, we're no strangers to this topic. We've certainly discussed how the Wii U was kind of something they fumbled with, and I would just like to know what you guys think the NX needs to offer versus maybe what it will offer. Are they going to come out with some kind of new gimmick, like knee pad controls or something this time around, or what?
I think it's going to be a good gimmick for once. I think they're going to lead with augmented reality.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that thought.
I mean, they're saying, quote, it's going to be a brand new concept and a brand new platform, well, whatever that means. So clearly they're thinking of doing something, but your guess is as good as mine.
For you to make a call like that, Brian, I find that to be very interesting, because like I was almost along that same realm of some sort of quote unquote reality. I was thinking that they were going to jump in with the virtual reality, the whole shtick that's about to come within the next year. But Augmented would be okay too.
I think this might actually be a good gimmick, and AR may even be better than VR if, like, what we saw with HoloLens is anything to be believed.
I don't think VR is enough anymore. Like, that would be a gimmick. They have to go full-blown.
So, Brian, why have you seized on AR? You think VR is going to be... They would be like an also-ran if they did VR, or you're not really confident that the goggles are going to catch on?
I think too many people feel that VR has been around since the 90s. It's not cutting edge anymore. And the glasses are cool, but they're not anything different. So they might do VR, but if anyone does AR, instant gimmick.
Oh, I see. I see how you present. Gotcha. That makes sense. Well, I mean, Microsoft seemed kind of successful with the tech demo they had with Minecraft. So if Nintendo had something like that up their sleeve as well, like, I think it would prove to be promising.
I think Microsoft dropped the mic. So if Nintendo comes out with, look at our virtual reality, they're already behind. They're starting off behind.
Got you. Okay, so they need to rise to Microsoft's level. Microsoft has kind of set a bar.
I think so.
What kind of AR offerings would you like to see? Brian, you have a healthy skepticism of Nintendo, even though they have a place in your heart. What kind of AR offerings from them would kind of do it for you?
I don't know.
Me neither. I hate to say it, but me neither. Maybe Metroid or something?
A Metroid. Okay, so I never really loved the Wii Metroids, but you remember that mode, like the diagnostic mode with the overlay, and it was all green and you could like see through walls?
Yeah.
That would work.
That would be kind of cool, actually, now that you think about it. Now that I think about it.
And I'm sure they probably have something like that up their sleeve because, I mean, with the clamoring that they had this past E3, I'm sure they're heavily working on a Metroid of that caliber is at this point.
One would certainly hope. I mean, I don't know if it's too far gone on other systems, but Tom mentioning the Batman series, man, the detective mode would be awesome in something like that. Nintendo can throw some money around.
Ooh, exclusive AR detective mode. I kind of like it. What about expanding the gaming experience across devices? They've sort of alluded to this without getting into specifics. Especially if AR is their gimmick, could the game be carried onto your mobile device?
I have seen firsthand, not to monopolize the conversation, I have seen the firsthand how amazing a camera filter can be on your phone. So all they have to do is, like, you can just take pictures with your phone, with your video, and see the game world. Dude, just make me take pictures of grass fields and show Pokemon in them.
It'd probably get people outside more.
Yeah, right?
It really would, man. I don't know why Pokemon didn't immediately come to mind. That seems like a no-brainer.
How cool would Pokemon dueling be? Augmented reality.
It would be killer. You're like sitting down at... Oh, whoa, it's like the ultimate way to pick up a chick. You go to a bar, you're like, I challenge you. You what?
Just imagine how ridiculous the people would look in the third person, you know, just seeing these people really go at it, but not seeing through their particular lens, so to speak.
About as silly as people with DSs look now.
True, true.
I don't care what gimmick they come up with. I just want a true, honest-to-God Zelda. Just like, yes, a new, real, I don't know, Fallout type. I don't know, however they do it. I just want a real Zelda game, not like a bullshit Wii version, not a bullshit DS or whatever version. I want a honest-to-God console-based Zelda game with an awesome campaign and all, you know, all kinds of good stuff. And I would be happy. I'd buy, yes, the console just for that.
You can make rupees appear in grass.
True. I think, like, I wouldn't mind if I had a solid, like, sit-down, play-with-a-controller Zelda game that was kick-ass, and then while I'm in save mode, like, I can basically be one of Link's little, like, you know, fairy companions, and I'm secure enough of my masculinity to say that, and I'm going around gathering rupees in some AR game that actually enhances my, you know, actual Zelda game. If that's what they're talking about, cross-platform, letting you play different aspects of a game, especially with AR, I think that would be awesome. But, man, at this point, I'll take a box, a controller, and some damn games that I want to play. I'm with Cam on that.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we'll see. We'll see what they come up with. I mean, they're saying that they're dedicated to, you know, real, true, classic consoles. So, let's see what they come up with.
Well, besides the gimmicks, I mean, I believe that the system is going to be, although this should have been from the get-go, but we could be complaining about that about Nintendo for a bit. I think the power will be there as far as the system's capabilities. I mean, a good example, kind of bringing it back to Dragon Quest. So Dragon Quest XI will be running on Unreal Engine 4, which they've actually showed like some like really early footage, and even the early footage looks phenomenal. And for them to say that, oh well, we'll be having this on the 3DS, which that will continue to have the classic 2D sprite look to it. And then on top of that, they're going to have the PS4 version and the NX version. Now, unless they're making the game for two different systems completely, which is not the case anymore these days, I believe that the NX is going to be as powerful as a machine as the PS4. If not, this will be asking for a lot, but being a notch above the PS4, to the point where, like, it should, the capabilities of porting the game between the two systems would be possible.
It's not the case anymore for anybody except Nintendo.
So yeah, true.
It is. And back then that was okay. But these days it doesn't work like that anymore. Nobody wants to create an entire new game. And I can't fault the developers and the publishers for it, because I'm not in the industry to like make those kind of judgments. But maybe it's just too time consuming compared to the past.
Yeah, it is. If they have to go to a completely different way of doing things on the Nintendo console, especially with a poor market share, it's like a no-brainer. We're not doing it. But you know, I'll ask this question, guys. Assume the box, assume the controller. If you're Nintendo, we're a couple years into the current generation. Do you try to leapfrog a little bit? Do you try to make a little bit more powerful system such that ports are still possible, but you have a graphical edge? Or do you just try to seek parity? Because just catching up with where the Xbox One and the PS4, where those two systems are graphically, seems like you're showing up late to the game. Although that may be enough.
Nah, they have to leapfrog.
They do. I agree.
It's bad enough already talking about a new system with the Wii U, 3 years old?
Yes, yes.
Four. By the time the system, the NX launches next year, it will be 4 years old, which is, it's a little ridiculous.
In its infancy.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So if they reach parity, they will just have admitted that it was a huge flop and just pretend like it doesn't exist. They have to jump ahead. They have to surpass.
Yeah, they got to give me a compelling reason to... Well, I'm a Nintendo fanboy, so I have a reason. But they've got to give the consumer a reason to take another chance with them. And that means doing better. And hopefully that doesn't mean, again, fewer cross-platform titles. Because I think... Although I don't know if Nintendo wants to play that game or not. One of the big criticisms is you don't get cross-platform. I don't know. Is that a selling point for people or not?
If Nintendo would be Nintendo, I don't think they need cross-platform. But for Nintendo to be shovelware arcade games, they need cross-platform.
So true.
They do. And it's just, I've heard like a lot of speculation that they will compensate people that adopted the Wii U, but I'm not going to expect much. And I mean, who am I kidding? I will adopt on it, which will enrage like a lot of my friends, because they're begging me to get an Xbox One and a PS4, but I'm already looking ahead at the new Nintendo. I mean, that just goes to show how much of a sucker fan I am.
You're a hopeless fanboy. What about that, guys? Do you think they probably are going to get the fanboys on board, but they've done something like this before with the ambassador program for the 3DS. Could you see something like an ambassador program or some kind of a perk for the poor suckers? I mean, the loyal consumers who bought the Wii.
No, I don't think so. Too many.
Yeah. Not enough to be successful, but too many to give them any kind of compensation.
The ambassador program was pretty tiny, wasn't it?
They offered like 20 games from the virtual console library.
But even the expanse of that was not like several million users. I don't.
Yeah, it was small.
Yeah, I think it was still in the thousands at that point.
Yeah.
Jeez, what a dismal failure. Makes the Wii U look successful.
But it's not going to hurt them for them to give us, like, even if it's millions of people out there, like, just, you know, like maybe like 5 to 10 games. I mean, look at me. I'm already like kind of caving in. So like whatever they decide to give, like, my lowly.
You're already lubing up.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, as long as they have something to offer. But I mean, if they, as me and Tom were talking about earlier, if they offer Dragon Quest at launch, I mean, I think I will be honest. It won't do a whole lot. Like, it won't, like, you know, break records or make the system break records, but I think for the strong, loyal, hardcore fans, I think it'll be a great incentive for them to adopt, if not, if they don't already have a PS4 already.
Nick, I love your fanboy optimism, and I share it 100%.
I was going to say, that's a big reach.
It's not much of a reach, but it appears like a big reach. I'm being a little more realistic about it at this point.
I don't even want a lot of compensation, Nick. Give me an amiibo. Give me like a pacifier amiibo, like a, or is a sucker a pacifier or is it a lollipop? Either way, give me my choice. Or to Brian's point, a can of lube.
You're asking them to make the amiibos more rare?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Harder to get.
For the Nintendo fanboys, that'll make us, like, elite. Like, I owned a Wii U amiibo, and you don't.
You can already show your emotional scars.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm gonna look at the negative of Nintendo doing this. I mean, it's only obvious. It's like, it's really throwing a wrench in the console generation, to be honest. Like, they started kind of early, and then, like, this isn't even halfway through, like a quarter through, like, this particular generation. They already have a new system. It's just, it's really confusing the people out there. And one more thing about that. Can we not call this fucking system the Wii? Like, can we give it a new fucking name?
The Wii Y.
Excuse my language, guys. Yeah. I mean, like, call it the Iwata. Call it something. Like, just give it something. Give it a different name. Like, holy crap. Please stop confusing people as much as you guys already are. Yikes.
At least make it an add-on.
Yeah, I was wondering if this was going to be like Sega CD adjacent or something.
What do you feel? Like, you just like strap another Wii U to your Wii U or something? Wii W.
Make it a Super Wii.
Super Wii U. That's interesting, guys. And I think I've come up with a great way to wind this episode down. Names. Nick makes a great point. Wii has to go. There's a lot of brand confusion out there. People still think the Wii U is, and this is a point Brian made a few episodes back, they still think it's like some kind of an expensive add-on for the Wii. What can they call this thing that will catch on and not confuse people? And whoever wants to go first, just jump in.
They can totally just like kind of pull an Xbox and just call it a Nintendo. Like just a straight, like kind of a, almost like a strange rebranding, like kind of, it doesn't make, you don't forget the past, but it's kind of like starting over in the naming process. Maybe they can call it the Nin 1 or some crap like that. I don't know. something like just, or again, just like the plain old Nintendo. So then when they come out with the next iteration, it's like Nintendo 2, Nintendo 3. I mean, that's a possibility.
They need to go with what the people purchasing their system know. They need to call it the Sony Game Station.
I like it.
It'll make grandmas happy everywhere.
You got the Game Station?
Yes, we do. Here.
They should call the PlayStation that station anyway, but that's an aside. Cam, what about you? You got a name?
I like Nick's idea. I think they should call it just like the N1 or something, mm-hmm. or just go totally crazy, like Super Happy Fun Time Box. You know, like this is Japanese. Just go totally Japanese. Just go totally Japanese. Yeah.
The Nintendo Bliss Maker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got to go in one or two directions, and I'm leaning toward what seems to be kind of the consensus, something basic, like what we're resetting. Like, you could call it like the Nintendo blow in the cartridge or the Nintendo reset. but I mean, I was thinking they could just recycle Nintendo Entertainment System, but call it like Nintendo Entertainment Experience or Nintendo Entertainment World, but something basic that's like, okay, no more Wii, we're past all that. Well, you know, the Nintendo Prime, welcome.
Yeah, or they could call it the NES One, but I mean, then people would be saying, well, oh, dude, just like Xbox One, you know?
Yes. The NES Next. Oh, you know, they'll probably just call it the Nintendo Next.
The Nest!
Yes.
Yeah, Nest. Maybe that's why it's NX.
The NEST, there you go.
Oh! That makes sense, because all those little conferences they do around the trade shows take place in the Nest at Nintendo headquarters. They were telling us the whole time.
How did we miss that?
They're metagaming us.
Totally. Yep. There it is. The Nintendo Nest. Oh, God. All right. Well, I think we've successfully named Nintendo's Next.
The one thing Cam didn't say copyright for.
Yeah, we're gonna let them use it.
Well, I think Nintendo could outspend us in the courtroom, so I don't think it matters. Okay.
So I was gonna graciously allow them to use that in exchange for some nominal royalties, but we'll probably just get our clocks cleaned even trying to get those, right?
I would settle for Iwata just like leaving my voicemail message. You have reached Cam's phone. That was probably incredibly racist towards Japanese people. I'm sorry for that accent, but that's just how he sounds.
That is. He's bringing that phone message directly to you.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And maybe they pre-recorded him doing just that. They may have unfolded this strategy, so your wish can come true. And
yeah, right.
Cam, you are a racist. I finally get to say it.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, God. All right, so...
I'm still pissed off about Pearl Harbor. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
So let me just piss off another, group of people, or WW2 veterans.
What's he pissed about? I was there!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. And I just pissed him off by making him sound like grumpy old men, which there is no way they're not at this point, but still.
Yeah. The Nintendo Zero.
Oh!
Oh,
ouch,
God.
Ouch. The Nintendo Pearl.
The Kamikaze.
Oh, there you go.
We kid because we love. That's what.
Yes, there it is. Okay, so with Cam coming to grips with his racism and the Nintendo system thus named, anything else, guys, before we adjourn?
I think we covered everything that we can about that particular system in a good light and a not-so-good light. I mean, I think it's just, you know, whatever they decide at this point, and they've already, like I've mentioned earlier, they've already established the foundation, and maybe they might make some tweaks by the time it comes around next year, but we'll just have to wait about another year until we see what they have in store for it.
All right. Well, I look forward to it. You look forward to it. Cam and Brian maybe look forward to it.
Or at least looking forward to make comments about it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to bashing it.
Bash Brothers, that's your new name. Super Bash Brothers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Wasn't that in the Mighty Ducks or something?
Was it the Bash Brothers? Probably.
Sorry. All right, go ahead, Tom.
You guys are our official Nintendo Bash Brothers now. No, that's okay. Okay, with all that said, I think it is safe to let our listeners know that they could look forward to our next offering in the near future. In order not to miss it, we highly recommend that they subscribe to the Nerdstravaganza podcast on iTunes or check us out on Stitcher.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Don't bother adding us to your Google circle because Google doesn't bother. And join the Nerdstravaganza HQ group on Facebook.
Fly on over to nerdstravaganza@gmail.com and check out this and all of our back episodes. Check us out on YouTube. Type Nerdstravaganza into the handy-dandy search bar and check out all of our videos, board game reviews, movie reviews, and all of our other video content. And then drop a bomb of an email on us at nerdstravaganza@gmail.com.
And if you don't mind me getting in a little plug, go ahead and check out the YouTube for Turbo Ether, where we do a weekly video game show and other video concepts soon to come as well.
Awesome. Normally, this is the part where I turn it over to Chris for a witty last word. Nick, since you are our guest, I will let you take us away with a final farewell. Say something funny.
Let's see. All the other systems do what Nintendo don't. I hope. And maybe that will change in the future.
Perfect. Perfect.
Sweet.